Welcome back to the Gwinnett Chamber Global Chamber Mixer at the Gas South Convention Center. And joining us now from the Japanese Chamber of Commerce of Georgia, it is Yuichi. Yuichi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes. Talk to us about the Japanese Chamber of Commerce. I know there's a huge Japanese population here, a lot of Japanese businesses. How big is your organization?
So we have 140 Japanese companies and the American company, which has a Japan practice, 140.
And about how many Japanese folks live in the Atlanta area?
In Atlanta area, I heard there are 7,000 or 8,000 population. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In whole Georgia, I heard it is 10,000. Although it is big, but I heard Korean population is 130,000 and Vietnamese is 100,000.
Right.
So compared to these committee, we are small.
I'm actually surprised because, you know, there are so many Japanese companies based,
yes,
you know, Japanese-based companies that I guess we just take for granted because they've been around for so long and they're such,
yes,
a fabric of our community. When you think of the companies, I thought the Japanese population actually was going to be larger than those ones that you just mentioned.
Yeah, Japanese company tried to localize their companies. So that's why some expats comes to work here in Georgia, but mostly the employees are local.
Well, when it comes to all these different countries and diversity, we're sitting right in the middle of it in Gwinnett County. What does it say about this type of event that we're putting on tonight, this global mixer? What does it say about the Gwinnett business international community?
Yeah, I heard from Gwinnett Chamber, the person in Gwinnett Chamber, Japanese companies, the number of Japanese companies is second biggest in Georgia, as an international companies.
That's what I figured, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Gwinnett County is so important for our community. This event is quite important for us. Yeah, like networking with other countries, chamber, and yeah, we have already met so many background people. Yeah, we are so excited to be here. Yes.
Have you had a chance to try some of the food tonight?
Yes, I ate a lot. I have already a lot. Yeah, I'm so stuffed now.
What was your favorite?
Actually, I'm a big fan of Kurt's Euro Bistro. Yeah, personally. And of course, I'm from Japan. I'm a big fan of the karaage in Jinja. And the most food I inspired is the Indian one.
Really?
Yes, yes. Samosa and gulab jamun. Have you ever had gulab jamun?
No, I have not.
It is the sweetest dessert in the world. but their gulab jamun is not super sweet. It is very, very good for me. Yeah.
Yuichi, do you live in the area here?
Yes. I moved here in eight years ago.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Then I want to know your recommendation for the most authentic Japanese cuisine, that if I want the best Japanese cuisine, where should I go in the area?
Okay, I highly recommend to go Circle Sushi in Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs, okay.
Yes, yes. Their Japanese cuisine is so authentic and quite reasonable.
And what should I order when I go there?
Of course, sushi, and also like grilled fish or karaage, fried stuff. Yeah, the variety of Japanese food. Yes.
Do you have a favorite in Gwinnett County?
Gwinnett County, yes. Sushi Mido is another favorite one.
Okay.
Which is Petri Corners. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful. For those that would like to find out more about the Japanese Chamber of Commerce, where can they get that information?
We have a website, but it is written in Japanese. So please send me an email about if you want to know about our organization. I'll send back over the details and
okay,
what we do. So we have so many networking events, like seminars and that kind of stuff.
Well, now you got to give your email address if you want people to
find
out.
Our contact address is jccg@jccg.org.
Okay, wonderful. Yuichi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much.